Indiana Farm Bureau held their annual state convention this past weekend in French Lick. Randy Crone was reelected as the organization's president at the annual meeting on Saturday. He ran unopposed.
Hey, it's an honor to be able to serve such a great organization. And, you know, when I was on stage and you look across all our county leaders and, you know, I'm humbled by their support and giving me the ability to be able to lead. And, you know, when I think about this and all the work we've got ahead of us, from water issues to property tax to trying to get a farm bill passed, there's a heavy workload, but I am happy to lead this organization. But it takes all of us together to make change.
Crone was first elected to the role of INFB president in 2015. Prior to that, he served for 14 years as the organization's vice president, with this three-year term putting him up over 25 years of leadership to INFB. I asked him how much longer he was looking to serve.
I think the good Lord will give us a sign of when it's time to maybe turn the reins over to somebody else. But we'll evaluate that here in a year or two when it's needed.
Crone told Hoosier Ag Today the weekend was full of celebrating successes and accomplishments. Indiana Farm Bureau has experienced 9 continuous years of membership growth, with this year being the largest one-year growth since 2002. He credits the existing membership for the work done there. Given what's happening right now with Illinois Farm Bureau, Crone did comment on the value of the partnership with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance.
I am proud here in Indiana, the relationship we have with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance. And I serve as president of both organizations. I attend a lot of meetings, but their leadership is very supportive and we work together. I think the synergies of the two of us working together make us better on both sides. And I'm proud of that. And, you know, I've had multiple conversations with Kevin Murphy, the CEO of the insurance company, and he will tell you the same thing, that being together is better. So what's happening to the state to the west of us, I'm confident it won't happen here in Indiana because we see the benefit.
Crone went on to say that if for some reason that partnership were ever terminated, it would be a huge mistake that they would ultimately regret.